shoulder feel?
Feels good. You know, getting better every day. I think, you know, today, last couple of days, I've kind of made some strides. So taking it one day at a time and going from there.
What will it take for you to play Thursday night?
You know, I don't know. I think I'll just talk to Greek, and he'll have a good idea. So that's kind of what I'm doing this whole way through, is just following Greek's lead. And, you know, I'm getting better every day. That's all I can say.
If you were,
yeah, I think so. I think I'm expecting to play.
If you were a playoff game last Sunday, would you have been able to play?
Yeah, it's tough to get into what-ifs. You know, I will say I went through the whole week, you know, preparing and trying to get to Sunday and thinking I was going to play, and I think that's got to be your mindset.
There was a game today. Could you play?
I'm lucky there's not one. I don't really have to answer that. So,
on the short week with all three of you needing to get ready, is that a challenge, trying to make sure each of you is ready?
Yeah, I think it's a challenge for everybody, you know, but you adjust. And I think the coaches, you know, Rico's does a good job adjusting and giving us something we can handle. And, you know, guys are taking it in yesterday and going there and doing the same today.
What do you see from the Chargers defense on film?
Do a lot. They're a good group. They do a lot of things schematically. They'll throw a lot at you. You know, they got some injuries, but, you know, that goes for everybody right now, it seems like. But athletic group, got a nose for the football, so they're around the ball, and it'll be important that we take care of it this week.
Not having Kubiak here this week, is that going to be a big difference? Do things seem to be going smoothly without him?
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't an adjustment for us. I think that's, you know, we missed him for sure, but I think everybody's trying to do their best to pick up the slack, you know, coaches, players included. So that's what we're trying to do, and, you know, it's not the same without him here.
How about you personally? I mean, is he somewhat of a security blanket because of his background as a quarterback? Do you personally miss him this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, Kubes is involved in the plan and practice as any coach is. So not having him out there in the jog through yesterday, you know, you felt he wasn't there. But again, you know, that's everybody. Everybody's got to do their part and pick up the slack and be a pro.
What kind of faith do you guys have in Coach DeCanoas? Has it been, I guess, need or you guys have faith in him taking over for Coach Kubiak? You've been busy for a couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way, you know, just in the couple of days that he's handled the group when we've been together, guys respect the hell out of him, and he's a good coach, and he's going to do a good job.
You watch.
You know, I can't say either way. You know, I don't know. It's not too big of a trip for us. So, you know, I can't tell you either way.
When the decision was made Saturday, and then you were going to be inactive, could you take an extra jump on the Chargers, knowing you weren't going to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I checked him out Saturday night when I found out that I wasn't playing. Coop wanted me to do that, so got a little head start.
Trevor, there's been diminishing returns.
No, I haven't. You know, we know he's doing well, which is the big thing. So just praying for him, and glad he's doing all right now.
Trevor, you've had some diminishing returns in the run game over the last 3 weeks. In your sense, is it a schematic thing? Is it a personnel thing, a combination thereof? How do you view that issue right now?
Yeah, like you said, it's a little bit of this and a little of that. And I think, you know, not having Verge and Donald, you felt that a little bit. And then it's, you know, it's executing when push comes to shove too. So hopefully we can get it done, start getting it going back again here against San Diego. But they're a tough group up front, so it'll be a great challenge for us.
What is the key to protecting yourself with this type of injury? We just focus on the throwing arm, but the non-throwing, what is the key in your mind having now dealt with it for a better part of 10 years?
I don't think you can think about it too much, to be honest with you. I think you got to protect yourself whenever you play, but when you're playing, and obviously you're conscious of it, but you're trying to protect yourself anytime you go out there, so I don't think it'll change my mindset too much.
Now that you've had a chance to look at the tape, do you feel you were body slammed?
I don't know. You know, I don't think it was a dirty play at all. I think it was a clean play. You know, that's the way it goes. He just caught me, and I lost my feet, and he was doing his job.
You've been good at not taking sacks. What's kind of the key to
keeping an eye on the pass rush that's coming, but also, you know, seeing your reads. It seems like you've made that adjustment quickly in the NFL.
Yeah, just understanding you got to get the ball out on time, and you know, if you got a problem, you know, you got to get it out. You don't want to be back there holding it too long. So, knowing when to move and knowing when to get rid of it. I think Coach Knapp has done a good job with us as far as coaching that up.
All right, thanks, Trevor.